This is our Be moment. Our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want to encourage you that God will bring you out smelling like a rose. Recently, we talked about experiencing our own personal D-Day, a day when our decision and character will be revealed. We refer to the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who faced their own D-Day when they chose to be put into the fiery furnace rather than to worship the king's God. Because of their faith, they told the king, "Throw us into the furnace, and the God we serve will deliver us." What's interesting is that God not only delivered them, but they were not harmed even in the slightest way. In fact, their clothes were not burned, their hair was not singed, and the best part is that they didn't even smell of smoke when they came out. Their story is a testament of how God may allow you to go through the fire, but if you remain faithful, He will bring you out even smelling like a rose. Recently, I ran into a woman who I had not seen in the last couple of years, and even though we hadn't seen each other, I knew she had been enduring some very challenging times. When I saw her last week, I could see the toll her situation had taken on her. In other words, she had been through the fire, and it looked like it. So let us not allow the problems of this world to take a toll on us, but let us turn to the one who will bring us out unharmed and even smelling like a rose. And as you think about that, hold on to these words. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all of their troubles. Psalm 34:17. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Blooms to Blessings YouTube channel. So today, you smell like a rose.